So today we're going to talk about Zman Kriyat Shema. Have you ever noticed on those little luchos that you have the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, Kriyat Shema according to the Gra, and the Kriyat Shema according to the Magen Avraham? And Zman Tefillah according to the Gra and the Vilna, and the Magen Avraham. What's that all about? So what it comes down to is, the Torah tells us, let's start with Kriyat Shema. B'shachbacha uvkumecha. So when do you have to say Kriyat Shema? When you get up in the morning. So what is that defined as? The Gemara says 3 hours after the beginning of the day, that's considered the time when people would generally, like the latest time that people would or should be waking up in the morning, and that's therefore the last time to say Kriyat Shema. The question then is, when do we calculate from? Does it start from Nitz, or does it start from Amud HaShachar, which is before that, from dawn, when it's just the night is mamish ending and there's a little glimmer of light, or is it zricha nates when the sun is already at its full blast, or not full blast, but so that is the question. According, how do we calculate the hours? According to the Magen Avraham, we start earlier, and that is why the Magen Avraham time will always appear a little bit earlier. According to Vilna Gaon, it starts from nates to 3 hours after that. Again, we're not talking about 360-minute hours, we're talking about sha'os zmanios. So it's not exactly 60 minutes, but that is why the Vilna Gaon's time will be generally later than the Magen Avraham. Who do we paskin like? So since Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah, Derabanan Deraita, right? Generally, we try our best to try to get in Kriyat Shema like the more stringent opinion of the Magen Avraham. But if that's not possible, so then you can go like the Vilna Gaon and rely upon that opinion. What about when it comes to tefillah? So there too, we know that the last time to daven shacharis is 4 hours after the beginning of the day. Okay, why 4 hours? Because that's when the korban tamid was brought. 4 hours after the beginning, that was the final time when you could bring the korban tamid. Like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who we paskin like, and therefore 4 hours. So now the question again is: how do we paskin? Is it beginning of the day at Amud HaShachar? Is it Nates, Vilna Gaon, Magen Avraham? Here davening tefillah is at the right there or derabanan? Not the idea of tefillah, but in terms of shacharis, mincha, maariv, the idea of davening Shemoneh Esrei, is that rabbinical or is that biblical? That's rabbinical, and therefore suffik derabanan the kula, and therefore many will be more lenient and say we can rely upon the Vilna Gaon's later time when it comes to shacharis. Again, ideally, you should try to get in the Magen Avraham, but if you can't, many rely upon the later time of the Gra. What if you're running and you have a dilemma? Should I make the minion, daven with a minion, or make Zman Tefillah? What wins, halachically? Minion or Zman Tefillah? Zman. Zman's more important. Even then minion, and of course, try to get both in. One final shayla. So let's say you're running out of time and you don't have your tefillin on. So should you say Shema according to Zman, or should you wait to put on your tefillin with your Shema, with your, and say Shema? We know we always want to say Shema with our tefillin because otherwise it's kind of aged sheker. Shema talks about tefillin. So what's more important, Zman or saying Shema with your tefillin on? So here too, Zman is more important, and you should say the Shema in the proper time, and then later put on your Shema. Bless us. And we know the first mitzvah, when the Jewish people are leaving Egypt, God tells us to sanctify time, which is teaching us that to be a Jew means to maximize every moment, to use every moment to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, sometimes we need breaks, but Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be blessed to use all of our time productively and make the most of every moment in this short life that Hashem has given us. Guys, one just point of clarification, I'm sorry I forgot to mention this. If you miss Zman Tefillah at 4 hours, you can still daven Shacharis until Chatzot, until midday. That's Bidi Eved. but you will still get some sort of schar tefillah. So even if you missed it, don't forget to daven until chatzot. And if you forgot somehow to put on tefillin, you could put on tefillin all day. You say kriyat shema, you could still get the mitzvah of wearing tefillin all day.